God, God, God. Welcome to Roast with the Host Morning Show. I'm your host, D. Craig Smith. If I owe you something, get it from God. God, God, God. Today I got my illustrious co-host on Roast the Host, my guy, Brent Taylor. What's going on, Brent?
What up, what up, what up, what up, y'all? What up?
Man, a lot of crazy stuff going on in the world, man. The Dalai Lama, which means he's the Dalai of Lama.
Oh, God.
Which means... All the llamas listen to him. All those baby camel looking weird horse things have to bow down when he talks.
An alpaca?
An alpaca. The Dalai Lama, a very interesting guy, man. He's a Tibetan spiritual leader. I think he's 86 or 87 years old. Just some history and some facts on Dalai Lamas in case y'all don't know. It's a religious leader who they feel is a reincarnation of the leader before him. So it's not somebody that's voted in. It's not somebody that is there because of their capabilities. Literally, at some point in his life, how old was he? 2 years old? You ain't got your mic on.
2 years old.
Somebody put a
My mic ain't on either, Sarah.
It is. I can hear you.
I can't hear me.
I can't hear.
I'll put you on.
All right, thanks. He's like a...
Somebody put a mirror up to him and said, oh, you're the reincarnation of another guy from a long time ago. And at 2 years old, somebody said that he is the reincarnation of the Dalai Lama. And since he's been two, he's been ordained to be the Dalai Lama.
Yeah, he like a monk. Right.
Okay, so the current Dalai Lama, his real name is Tenzin Gyatso. He was born July 6, 1935. The 14th Dalai Lama, Tenzin Gyatso, was born July 6, 1935 and was originally named Yamo Dandup. He was one of five children born to a peasant family in Takstar, a village northeast of Tibet. Hey, this nigga breathing hard. Like,
man, this is about to go bad, bro. This is about to go real bad, dog.
Now, Gyatso grew up in Tibet, an ancient Patola place in Lhasa, after being found at the age of two to be the reincarnation of the 13th Dalai Lama in 1935. So at 2 years old, somebody said he was the reincarnation of another Dalai Lama. He took the throne of Patola at 2 years later, at the age of six, and he became a monk.
Damn.
How do you take a throne at six? That's what I'm saying. I couldn't live in certain places, bro, because there's no way I'm saying, hello, sire, yes, sir, to a six-year-old.
Damn.
His Holiness is the 14th Dalai Lama and the spiritual leader of Tibet and the Tibetan people. So he's the 14th Dalai Lama. Keep in mind, the Dalai Lamas have been around since the 1600s. Mm-hmm. So he's only the 14th in how many years? 400-500 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he recently did some weirdo shit. In my opinion, it discredits the whole functionality of... all this good stuff he's done to me, this discredits him to a T.
I got a question, man. This girl, I'm fucked up behind it. They don't let him get a girl or something? He gets to be the holiest one in the town. They've been worshiping him since he was sick. If I can't get no hoes, I don't want to be the priest.
But what happens when you can't get no women and stuff like this? So somewhere, where was he at, Sarah?
He was, where was he at when the stuff
went down? With the kid situation.
Oh, in India.
He was in India.
Yeah.
People was there to see him and worship him. You seen it?
No, you said he tried to tongue kiss a little boy.
He didn't try to. The little boy walked up to get his, the Santa Claus lap moment. Oh, I'm so honored to be in your prayer. One of them.
Pull the picture up, Sarah. Is that the picture?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to pull it up.
That's the kid. The kid walks up and he asks the kid, do you want to suck my tongue?
Yeah, you don't want to suck my tongue.
On national TV in front of millions of people, he pokes his tongue out.
Yeah.
And the little boy puts his mouth around it and sucks his tongue.
So nasty. nasty.
You about to show the clip?
Yeah, I'm about to show the clip, but they're not going to see it. But you
people ain't going to be able to see it. That happened.
Damn.
He put his tongue out. Ah! And it's, he doesn't say it in another language. He says it in English.
He says it in English.
So ain't no misinterpretations. Bro, you know damn well what the fuck he said.
Bro, you got to understand, this guy is a Nobel Peace Prize winner.
Man.
We need that Nobel Peace Prize back. They made Reggie Bush give the Player of the Year award back. That's way more important than a Nobel Peace Prize. Yeah. The College Football Player of the Year is a more important award than the Nobel Peace Prize, and Reggie Bush had to give it back.
This is so bad, bro. And all the pictures look fucked up. He got his tongue out. Yeah. They blurred it like this shit is on Dateline. This is terrible, bro.
But a nigga that posed like this,
it's terrible, fam.
Bro.
Oh man, dog. This, you know, but see, damn, man. Bro, I mean, he's been getting fucked over his whole life too, man.
No,
you know
what I mean?
Tongue
been
the Dalai Lama that had to suck on since he was six. Well, you can just freely in English tell people, suck my tongue. Oh, my bad. I can't say that to y'all no more. We're not doing that no more. Just me.
You want to say God, don't you?
Yo.
Nah.
And you know the boy looked back at his mom, and the mom was like,
give me mouth.
Kiss it.
God says to do it.
You better kiss it.
God says mouth me.
Damn.
Well, isn't that better than saying dick, though? No?
Anybody doing this is giving Johnson to children.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, God.
I just don't get it. Now,
yo, Chris.
Now I see why China has been on his head. But you have to realize is Tibet and China have been having problems for years. And now I see what the Chinese see. He's a weirdo.
Yeah.
Now I see why China has constantly been attacking and trying to destroy Tibet.
Take him down.
Bro. 1959, the Chinese military invaded Tibet and made this weirdo flee the country. I see why.
Wait. Who made him leave the country? Tibet?
Chinese military.
Oh, so he got kicked out of China.
He's in Tibet, which is a different country.
But he cannot go to China, is what you're saying.
Well, China and Tibet. Tibet is,
they're right next to each other, ain't they?
Right. And so Tibet be punking China. Like, y'all are bitches. What, you know what I'm saying? And so that's a constant thing that's been going on for years. One of the more unique facts about the Dalai Lama is he was forced to exile in 1959 following the Chinese military occupation of Tibet.
Uh-huh.
His official residence was moved to Dharamsala in North India. Dharamsala is now the seat of the Tibetan government. So the Tibetan government isn't even located in Tibet, is located in India.
Wait. I'm seeing something right now. It said even though he's taken a vow of celibacy, the Dalai Lama said he still feels temptation when he sees women. Quote, oh, yes, sometimes I see people and think, oh, this is very nice, he said. And even in his dreams, he said, he reminds himself of his spiritual role. I'm the Dalai Lama.
Now, in 1987.
I think it wants me. This nigga nasty, bro.
In 1987. The
Dalai Lama like R. Kelly right now.
Yo. Dalai Lama, hey, he's a weirdo. This medieval French kiss that he did with a six-year-old.
Man,
is
bruh.
Not something we should ignore.
Damn.
Look, in 1987, the Dalai Lama presented a 5-point peace plan at the Congressional Human Rights Caucus in Washington, D.C. As a first step towards resolving the future status of Tibet, the plan called to designate a Tibet zone of peace and the massive influx of Chinese into Tibet. And to end the massive influx of Chinese into Tibet, restore fundamental human rights and China's dumping of nuclear waste into the country, and urge negotiation on the relations between Tibet and China. So at some point, the Chinese government was just dumping their nuclear waste into Tibet. Tibet is so small, they can't stop it. So they was basically being punked into taking on Chinese immigration as well as Chinese nuclear waste. So he received the Nobel Peace Prize for fighting against the Chinese which is commendable. But with all that said, I don't care how much greatness you've accomplished in your life. If you molest children, it's all nullified.
Come on.
Ah, man.
It's all nullified. If he could heal me by praying over me and laying hands on me, I wouldn't let him touch me because he molested this boy. I don't want nothing that he has in his spirit on mine.
Come on.
Man, dog, that's...
The Bible says to lay hands on no man suddenly, yet you be a partaker of another man's sin.
I'm fucked up in this because I feel like this, dog. This is my question. I just got a question. Is it any kind of way, dude, got any kind of, like, is this something I'm missing or something because it's some cultural shit or something like that? This is my question. How the little boy, he says, suck my tongue, and the little boy didn't flinch.
Right.
So I'm like, before I get to judging them and saying, like, yo, y'all some wild-ass motherfucking pedophiles and all this shit, is this something I'm missing or something that they doing over there in Tibet? The first off, the little boy is riding his lap. I'm like, yeah, the boy is riding his lap, first off.
Right.
You knew something fucked up about to happen already. He riding his lap. And then for him to say, suck my tongue, and the boy know how to suck his tongue.
Right.
So that's why I'm asking, is this some shit, well, I don't want nobody to be like, you know, hey, man, you know, we're back in Tibet. We that's what we do. Y'all say what's up. Y'all give dap. We right. Suck tongues, nigga. Or you like, nah, nigga, that's some real.
No, but it shows on here. It says that back in February, a young boy approached the 87-year-old spiritual leader at an event in Dharamshala, India, and asked him for a hug. But he didn't ask for all the extra. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the boy just asked for a hug, for a quick hug, but you know.
Oh, wow. I see what you're saying. So, yeah, this
Why
ain't no.
Why wasn't he arrested in India?
Sure.
Why didn't they arrest him? I don't understand it.
Why didn't the parents do something, flex or something? Like, what's going on? Where are the other llamas at?
Is he a political leader or is he just a religious leader? Now, I know at times during Tibetan history, I think in the, you know, I forget what year this was, but Dalai Lama, you know, they were at war. I think this was in the 50s, and they appointed the Dalai Lama to be the political head of the country, and that shit went horribly. So I wonder why he wasn't arrested. Like, if the president of France came here and got into a fight with you at a bar and slept you, could they put him in prison?
I'm just fucked because I'm reading all these things and I'm saying maybe I don't understand customs and shit. You know, some places you can go to, a kiss is maybe is interpreted different. Because the dude's saying, like you said, dog, why he ain't in jail? I'm thinking why this ain't an uproar in his own spot? Like, why ain't the Tibetan people even looking at this? Like,
right.
Well, if y'all want to read the clip, this is from the Dalai Lama's Instagram.
Yeah, let's do it. Read it.
A video clip has been circulating that shows a recent meeting when a young boy asks His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, if he could give him a hug. His Holiness wishes to apologize to the boy and his family, as well as his many friends across the world, for the hurt his words may have caused. His Holiness often teases people he meets in an innocent and playful way, even in public and before cameras. He regrets the incident. That ain't playing. Don't play with my child like that.
Right.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, who even play like that? I don't know, man. That shit is weird, man. I don't fuck with all that. Like, that religious shit is weird. Like, I be reading shit sometimes. I was somewhere and they was just talking about people, like, washing feet and shit and how they, like, wash people's feet to try to, like, help. Man, and I just felt like, man, I wouldn't want nobody washing my feet, fam. I wouldn't want to wash.
Why not?
I don't want no nigga washing my feet, bro, like, before we pray. I love the Lord, too, my nigga, but you ain't gonna touch my feet,
I grew up where that was okay.
You like? I know, that's what I'm saying. I know places in the world where that's like, that is nothing weird, nothing crazy about that. They like, yo, they'll grab Craig's feet and be like, Craig, give me your feet, and just start washing him down or something like that. But where we from culturally, that's what I'm saying, westernly, man, that would be like, man, what the fuck? Maybe I'm thinking, that's some wild ass shit though, bro. Like, damn, dog, that's wild, fam. That's crazy, yo. That's, I don't know what way to even throw that.
If it was y'all's child, what'd y'all do?
If it was what?
My child wouldn't even get on.
That would have been the first Dalai Lama to get knocked out. They would crucify me, put me in prison. Cause you know, us regular common folk, even police officers, they can't arrest people this high. Yeah. The last time somebody was arrested that was a president or somebody that was a symbol of something as big as the Dalai Lama was Ulysses S. Grant. He was arrested because he got stopped for speeding twice in front of the White House in 2 days. On the second day, an officer arrested him. But that's been 150 years since somebody with that type of status has been arrested.
And he paid his fine and kept going.
Got his ass on.
Yep.
Yeah.
But the Dalai Lama.
But did you also know that the person that arrested him was a black man? It was a black sheriff.
That's what, really, I didn't know that.
Absolutely.
Hey, shout out to him for having the heart to do it. Look, I don't ever want to hear white people, black people, anybody talk about Michael Jackson. I don't ever want to hear you motherfuckers say anything about R. Kelly.
Come on.
I don't want to hear you say something about Harvey Weinstein. I don't want to hear nothing if this man isn't removed from his llamaness.
His what?
From his llamaness?
His ominous llamaness. This motherfucker won a Nobel Peace Prize. I want to see that taken back.
Yeah.
Anything that he's ever been getting, the same way you stripped R. Kelly, took all his music from consenting parents and children. Mm-hmm. Everything you took from Michael Jackson, I want the ominous llamaness to be stripped of his shit, too. God.
Yeah, that's crazy, yo. That's crazy.
And other news, man. Mortgage companies, well, some mortgage companies just introduced a 40-year mortgage into the housing market. So, which is a big thing. A lot of banks don't offer 40-year mortgages for a lot of different reasons. But since these mortgages are backed by traditional parties, 40-year mortgages may only be available for portfolio lenders with access to non-traditional investors. Portfolio lending is when a lender holds on to a loan until it's paid off instead of selling it to an investor. Not many keep loans on their books currently. In order to have an increased liquidity, most loans are immediately sold to a major investor group. For this reason, you may have a hard time finding someone offering a 40-year mortgage. There are places to look that include mortgage brokers, online lenders, local banks, private lenders, credit unions. Hey, man, a 40-year mortgage is the plus to that, man. You can get a cheaper loan. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can get a cheaper payment. It puts people in the game where you can afford houses. I think this is a cool thing because adding 10 years to 30-year mortgages could affect your payment, lower your payment by $800-$900 a month.
Yep.
That part.
You know what I'm saying?
And I just switched my insurance over to Geico.
So now my lizard is covered. This nigga out there thinking everything in my aquarium is covered by Geico. My bearded dragons, my geckos. Geico covers lizards and amphibians. It's an amphibian insurance.
And algae.
And like I said, I got algae covered. I got plankton, krill,
plankton.
Venison,
krill.
Vipers, python.
What? And geckos.
This nigga out there think that you could actually put lizards on Geico insurance. You know, that's a big thing, man. But the only thing that is a negative about it is you pay more interest. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you something about interest. I bought a car about 4 or 5 years ago for $22,000. My interest rate was 11.86.
Shit.
I paid the car off like 2 weeks ago, right? So the car was $22,000. I paid $8,100 in interest.
Wow.
So even though the interest rate was 11%, I paid 35% of the cost of the car in interest, nigga.
Wow.
See, a lot of times we think if you're paying a 10% interest rate on a $30,000 car that you're paying $3,000 in interest.
Right.
But I paid $8,000 in interest on a $22,000 car. So the total payoff on the car when I paid it off was $31,000. If I would have went to full term, I would end up paying like $35,000 for a $22,000 car.
Mm. Wow.
That's $13,000 in interest. Crazy.
Crazy, yo.
Yeah, but it's just.
We all pay interest in some way and don't realize it. Like this boy that went to hug the Dalai Lama. He went for a hug. But based on this weird old dude's actions, he's going to pay interest from this weirdo transaction.
Damn.
He's probably going to question his sexuality as he gets older. He's going to be scrutinized.
Oh, he knows his sexuality.
And disrespect. The Dalai Lama made the choice for him. You might as well put a skirt on the boy.
Yo, what's the, okay.
I guarantee one thing. The boy will be moving to Hollywood when he turns 18.
Because Sarah asked this. She said, will we do it with our kids? I'm like, yo, I don't even let my kids see Santa, fam. I don't even, like, for real. I don't really be talking about it. I think that's the reason why I don't, like, but I don't really bring my daughter to church and stuff like that. Because I be feeling like, yo, it be hella shit going on in churches and stuff. Yeah. And like you said, you got with these religious leaders. And it's fucked up. You fucked up if you attack your preacher, dog.
Yeah.
If you beat up the pastor, and you know what I'm saying? And you might have every reason to fuck him up.
Right.
And drag this man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just think had a son.
This kid will be dragging himself. He will be dressing in drag in 15 years.
Oh, my God. Oh
he
my
will God. Drag himself.
Now, what if this, though? This was my, you know, I always play the devil's advocate. I'm a Pisces. What if I'm wrong? What if we seeing this wrong? What if that little boy wanted to meet the Dalai Lama? Mama, please, I can't wait to meet this thing. That little boy had on a dress, you saw what he was wearing? He had no jeans on. He had like a long.
I shaped it.
No, but this is the same thing by like the thing with Michael Jackson, because those little kids were coming to, was bringing their children to see to Never Never Land, right?
Right.
But Michael Jackson was old. This was out of his prime. Right. Why the fuck little kids know anything about Michael Jackson? Your parents knew about Michael Jackson. Right. That little boy didn't know nothing about the damn Dalai Lama. His right. parents did, yeah. And they knew that he would be able to get them in the close proximity of him. So a lot of things, it's just like cheerleader moms. They live vicariously through their children.
Right.
And it's putting their kids in harm's way.
So you think his daddy was like, I always wanted to suck the Dalai Lama's tongue. I always wanted to kiss him. This is your chance.
It's probably his mama.
It was the mama's.
What if the pops, I know my son going to be gay.
Moisten your lips. Get their lips ready.
When I see what's going on with D-Wade, my son, just like D-Wade, I know my son going to be gay. Let me take him to the Dalai Lama so he can get broke in. Are you wrong? Because look, men take their sons to get pussy.
Man, that's hilarious.
If you know your son is gay.
And you take him to get some dick.
Are you wrong for taking him to get some dick? D-Wade's doing it. D-Wade's doing it. Why can't the Dalai Lama nigga do it?
D-Wade doing it right now.
My mama always said, I don't care if you being, I don't like you being a lesbian. If you are, be a high class lesbian. So maybe they were shooting for the stars.
I don't know.
Oh, man.
It's unfortunate.
Was taking him to get some dick.
Get some of that llama.
So what kind of men you like, son? I know you're 6, but what kind of men you like? You like older men, 87, 88 years old? You like old men, okay. I know the perfect man.
I can't with you.
I know the perfect man. He dresses well.
Oh, he dresses.
I mean, he's in all of the latest Tibetan fashions.
Oh, man.
I'm gonna take you to meet a nice. Look, you're 6 now, so it's time you meet a nice man.
Oh my God.
You're 6. You're growing up. What type of men do you like, sir?
Your chest poking out.
Hey, I tell you, man. Y'all better do something about this. I'm a black man. I'm a strong black man. I don't have enough power to do nothing about this. The people who need to do something about this is the LGBTQ community. Show me you guys are real. Stop getting people blackballed who can't do nothing to you. This is where you flex your power, LGBTQ. Let's see what y'all got.
Fight the Dalai Lama.
Oh my
God. Where's Dolly Parton?
Oh my God. That is not the same spelling.
You know, I was thinking about this 40-year loan thing, right? How they're giving it. It used to be 30-year mortgages to buy a house, put your family in it. Why don't, when you get married, they should just give you a loan for a house on the spot? You know what I'm saying?
Do some countries do that? I feel like some countries.
Some places probably do it. Makes sense. If you got a citizen that's getting married and they're producing children for the greater good. Once they're married, the license that they get, the marriage license, should be something that you could use as a valid representation to buy a home. No?
I think you're right. Like, they do that in certain countries. I thought, like, in certain countries, like, when you, like, marry somebody, like, you married a woman, right?
Right.
And then,
well, if
it's like an arranged marriage and shit like that. Don't they give him a house, though?
Well, it's a Dalai Lama. He's marrying a woman's son.
He's getting a son. Oh, God. You get an apartment and a little boy.
Just imagine a Dalai Lama and a 10-year-old living together.
Yo, that's some sick. That's fucked. That's foul, bro. That's so foul.
Bro, it's terrible. This man has a Nobel Peace Prize. The Nobel Peace Prize loses all credibility if they allow him to keep it. They need to send a Peace Prize repo man.
Oh, my God.
The same nigga that works at Renner Center, that's who they got to call.
Hey, you know, Tookie got a Nobel Peace Prize?
Yeah. But Tookie did some gangster shit. He didn't molest no kids.
Nah, you're right.
Molestation is lower than murder, bro. Yeah. You can murder somebody in vengeance, revenge, or just...
But it's called a peace prize. He's a murderer.
Right.
You think by definition of the award, it's a little... I'm not mad at giving the big homie a Nobel Peace Prize. Trust me, I think he deserved it. You know what I'm saying?
Murderers are rehabilitatable.
Yeah.
Child molestation is not a rehabilitatable disorder. That is somebody who has off chemistry in their brain, bro. They're not programmed right. They're predators. They're poisoned people. They should be thrown into a pit and burned alive.
My Lord. Yes, Lord.
If you're molesting children. Now, look, given the Dalai Lama is 87-year-old, he could be suffering from dementia. He's an old-ass man that could be out of his mind. We don't know that. So I'm not saying that the Dalai Lama deserves that. But he is 87.
Man, dog, shit is fucked up, bro. This, damn.
Shit is fucked up. He could have got a golden girl or something out there.
He couldn't have kissed an old-ass lady. Like, he just went straight to a little boy.
He just went straight to a very small child.
Like, you think it's a long line of people going up to him, like, hey, how you doing, Dalai Lama? How you doing? What's up? Whoa, whoa, whoa. I don't know how they do it.
How would you greet him if he was right there?
I'd be like, yo, what's up, man? Like, what's up, fam? What's good?
Dap, handshake, hug.
Bow. No, just bow. Bow. You know, you know what I'm saying? I'm not even trying to be racist. I would think that's what you do in the Middle East with the cultures. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, you hit him with the bow.
Right, right.
Buddha bless you. You know, I hit him with one of them.
They must do a lot of fucking up in Tibet and China. People, everyday people, because they bow.
What if you met Farrakhan?
Think about, look, when you fuck up, you apologize.
What if you met Farrakhan and he was like, man.
I don't even want to joke about Farrakhan. Shout out to the guy.
See, but you're joking about the Dalai Lama.
Lama. That nigga sucked. He let a boy suck his tongue. I wish he could be in the same room as Farrakhan, because I know Farrakhan would dog walk his ass. Wouldn't that be crazy to see a Farrakhan dope fiend the Dalai Lama?
Oh, they money for that.
They the knock same his age. Glasses off.
They the same age, fam.
Farrakhan is a god, nigga. The Dalai Lama is a child molester.
Man.
Oh, that's crazy.
But look, they must do a lot of fucking up in some Chinese, in China, in Tibet, because they bow instead of handshake. Think of if we was beefing and you went to truce and instead of shaking my hand, you bowed, I would really think, like, why did he bow? What was he planning on doing? Why did he submit to me in a fashion like that? He must have really been planning on doing some foul shit to me to bow. They bow all the time in these cultures.
True, true. Damn. Okay, what about these priests? You got priests that be fucking on and they be straight. That's why I'm like, yo, this is mild. Yeah. I'm not like, trust me, fam. I'm not on this side. I'm just like, this is just some wild shit. I didn't know he does this. But right. You got priests that just get straight fucking these boys, yo.
Fucking.
They just get straight to fucking them. So it's like, man, that whole religious shit is just, man, that's some cold shit. Would you assault a religion? Like, is somebody's, that's a good question. Is somebody so high in religion that you wouldn't assault them? Of course, I would fuck somebody up, anybody that'll harm my child or something. But would there ever be somebody? I know, like, you probably wouldn't want to think about it like that with Farrakhan, but what if it was somebody in that, you know what I'm saying, with that type of regard in our culture?
Yeah.
Well, that's real easy to say it from their culture because we don't have it in that regard. But what if it was somebody in our culture that was like that?
Well, in our culture, we don't accept that. The men don't. A lot of times women will protect a child that's a molesting child because children can molest children. You got 15, 16-year-olds that be molesting 4 or 5-year-olds.
What about Eddie Long?
Eddie Long.
Nobody protected them kids that Eddie Long was fucking on in Atlanta.
Well, Eddie Long wasn't a molester. They said he was just messing with gay dudes.
What if that little boy was gay? He kissed him, man. That was a two-way street. That was a kiss, bro.
Kiss. That's the real question, Brent. If a 6-year-old boy told you he was gay, would you believe him?
I knew I liked girls when I was 6, bro. Like, so, I can't speak for everybody, but I knew I wasn't gay. I knew I liked girls, and I knew that wasn't something most boys were still, like, you know, I remember them saying, like, some girls have cooties or they didn't want to hang out with them. I never went through the cootie stage. I never went through a stage in my life where I didn't want to be around girls. I was always kissing on girls and digging in their pants since I can remember, bro. Like,
right.
Since I was a little kid, yeah. So, I'm just being facts, man. It's just dead ass.
First time you test a vagina?
Ooh, I must have been kindergarten?
Yeah, I think
first time I'm in a class, they put me in a class. Well, I remember her name was Francis, light skinned girl, real red bone girl. She's lighter than you, Craig. And I remember
you got her Francis Pances.
Francis, you got I remember I told her, I was like, man, I never seen one before. She was just like, I'll show it to you. You never seen one, Brent? You never seen one? And then her and her homegirl showed it to me, both in class, yo. And, right. And that was the beginning of getting, oh, well, let me touch it. Let me.
But what if when you're confused? Like,
no, I wasn't confused.
I'm saying, what if the child is confused? Like, when I was in first grade, I remember this girl named Felicia. She had the, I was in love with her bull reds.
Right.
But you like girls.
I wanted to get, no. I didn't always like her. Then she was the first girl that actually, like, thought that was attractive, like I liked her.
What I'm saying is that at 6 years old, no boy could put, be like, hey, you want to see my dick? No, nigga, he would have got his ass whooped. I knew that at 6.
Yeah.
I knew that at 6. I wouldn't have been confused. It wouldn't have been like, oh, I don't know what I like yet. Hell no, y'all giving these 6 years old the pass.
We come from the generation where we knew who was gay when we was kids. Everybody had that one, at least boys we know.
We know.
One boy in the class. Oh, Edmund. It was where I grew up. It's a nigga named Edmund. It's a nigga named Edmund, and he looked just like the light-skinned girl from Floyd Street.
What? Marsha Ambrose?
Edmund, when he graduated high school, he became a prostitute. He was selling ass.
This is hilarious.
He was a raunchy gay dude.
He went hard.
This Edmund. If anybody went to school with me, please
drop a comment about
Edmund him. Was a cool dude, man.
But he knew who he was when he was young. That's what I'm saying.
He never said, oh, I'm gay when we was in sixth grade. We just all knew. We didn't treat him different. He hung with the chicks. He never came around none of the guy shit. He never tried to hoop with us. It's not like we wouldn't have let him, but he knew who he was early. So I agree. At 6 years old, I feel like you know.
Yeah, you fucking know.
But you still can't make a choice to fuck with nobody if I'm your guardian. You can't tap me on the shoulder like, Dad, take me to Dalai Lama house for my 7th birthday.
Come on, D-Wade. Come on.
D-Wade, we need your guidance on this.
Oh, we need your guidance.
D-Wade.
How?
I'm dropping D off. I'm dropping dick off.
Because I don't think it's right to let a 10-year-old have a sex life.
Man.
But some of you may think so. If you do, I'd love for you to chime in and tell us.
Woo. How old were you when you first touched a vagina?
The first time I touched, like, put my finger inside a coochie, I was 12. Mm-hmm. But the first time I humped, you know, I was humping chicks and all that.
So you knew?
7, 8 years old.
So you knew as well, yeah. Right? That's if you being honest with yourself. Yeah, it ain't like you ain't old like that. You know real early when a girl kiss you, you know what I'm saying? I like kissing girls. You know, like, I ain't never kissed a boy in my life. My dad don't kiss me. You know what I'm saying? So it would never know. That's why I'm like, for that little boy to even do that. Man, he like dudes. That little boy was, see how he was, pull a picture up. Yo, look how he was sitting on him.
I don't even want to.
He gave the Dalai Lama a lap dance.
He was sitting on his lap like he was sitting on Sarah's lap earlier.
Oh, my God.
I was riding Sarah. I gave Sarah a lap dance earlier.
You know,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
It was a whole situation.
Oh,
man,
my God.
All, man.
Crazy, man.
Oh, my goodness.
That's fucked up, man. That's sad, man. I, you know, but hey, man, to each his own. If the I don't know how to put a bow on that.
Yeah, yeah, I mean,
back to the insurance, nigga. Yeah, 40 years, you can change it with Quicken Loans.
Bro, he should be getting a tomato thrown at him.
Yeah, yeah, man, he should be getting fucked up, man.
In other news, the U.S. dollar is about to collapse.
Yeah.
Well, at least that's what they say. I don't think it's going to happen.
You don't think so?
Nah, because look, your money still has to be backed by something, and gold is not enough. We have the best military in the world. So before the dollar collapses, a lot of societies will be destroyed.
We'll take some shit before we let our dollar go down, baby.
So Brazil joined, China joined, it's all good. If you're from a country where half of the people that live there don't even have shoes, start whatever currency you want.
Well, okay, I'm glad you said that. I just learned something recently. You know what BRIC is? You're a smart guy. You know what BRIC is?
Talk about it.
Okay, I just learned what BRIC is. BRIC is basically the economical opposite of NATO.
Okay.
You know how we hear about NATO? We know about it's the North Atlantic Treaty. You know what I'm saying? All the northern, that's America.
Right.
And all the European, most of the European countries, whatever, the big ones, you know what I'm saying? They surrounding Russia, as we make it seem. But the opposite is happening with America. It's called BRIC. That's Brazil, Russia, India, and China. And they all have an alliance with
economic. The other one is up there.
And South, they also have South Africa as well and some other ones. But BRIC, you know what I'm saying? It stands for Brazil, Russia, India, and China. They're the main ones. And they're economic, economically, they are like linked in and they surrounding us. So I see what you mean about fucking our dollar over like that. Brazil, because those countries right there are the most people on earth.
Right.
Brazil, Russia, India, and China. So
And it's to promote security, peace, and development and cooperation.
But it's an economic thing. It's not a military thing. So they don't. That's not a military thing or nothing like that. But it's economic to where like how you were saying earlier. Damn, we will if our shit go down. The first thing we would think is go ride on other countries.
Right.
But what if them other countries we can't ride on them?
Right. Well, here's the thing, man.
Could we go down economically?
The U.S. dollar is a cold piece of work.
Yeah.
So all these home loans and school loans we have, when we get them, the U.S. packages those loans and sells them to investor groups.
Mm-hmm.
And what backs the money that they sell these loans, what backs the money is not gold, it's our military might. Mm-hmm. So if China destroys the dollar, you know how much money that Chinese investors have spent in the U.S. housing market as well as the Sallie Mae and in the student loan market? So all that money that we have to pay back, because when you have a mortgage, a car note, when you got student loans, we pay that back, but we're not paying who we got the loan from. We're paying who the U.S. bank sold those loans to. Ooh. So if you understand what I'm saying?
If they
go against us, the U.S. can be like, well, if y'all fuck with the money, we don't have to pay. Nigga, all you guys are debt free.
Yeah.
It's going to make milk cost $20 a gallon. But you're going to be debt free. Mm. So I kind of hope it happens. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And then on top of that, look, gold. You got to be buying gold and commodities now. If the U.S. dollar collapses, gold is going to go up in price. Right now, gold is $1,400 an ounce. If the dollar collapses, it goes from $1,400 an ounce to damn near $5,000-$6,000 an ounce. So there's a way to make money during recession. You gotta own commodities, and you gotta sell services because goods are gonna be hard to come by. So if you have a service you provide, you're gonna be okay. Ain't shit gonna change. Buy you a few more guns. Pick up another martial art.
Pick up another martial art.
Could you
art?
Imagine having 6 months to learn karate before the Chinese invade? nigga in the backyard trying to get them kicks down because the Chinese.
Hey, you're a legend. Nigga gonna learn karate to fight the Chinese.
I'm saying the Chinese is invading. We got to know what they know.
Buy
commodities, man, and you're going to be okay. But don't just sit and not do nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Don't sit and do nothing, man. But I doubt that the dollar is going to collapse because this war to be had. You know what I'm saying? You see the Middle Eastern countries also coming together. Iran and Saudi Arabia, they're linking up. Mm-hmm. So what's something going on, man? They trying to, you know, people are tired of the U.S. being who we are. But luckily, we've beat everybody in the arms race. And so we just got to arm up and be prepared for war. Hey, I've had two knee surgeries. They not putting me on the battlefield.
You know what? I'm not worried. I'm not. I just thought about it. I'm not worried about our daughter. My whole life, I'm 40, bro.
I ain't had much of them.
Nigga, you know how much they've been talking shit about the peso?
Right.
My whole life, they've been talking big shit about the peso. The peso ain't shit. You know, you can go down to Mexico, all you need is $50. That's like $5 million down there in Mexico. They talk like the peso is just the most worthless piece of... Am I wrong? They talk like it's the worthless money that you can find or whatever. But Mexico is good. Mexico is good. They got Marshall. You're not... Nobody's invading Mexico.
The great thing about the dollar crashing is the price of pussy.
What?
Nigga, you can fuck a J-Lo in Tijuana for $60.
Oh, my God.
Hong Kong is the name of the strip club. Adelitos.
Adelitos?
Ooh.
Yeah, have you been?
No. I ain't been to Mexico yet, bro.
We must go.
I must go. I need to go.
You ever seen Rush Hour? They walk the chicks in?
Yeah, Mexico same like shit. That?
Mexico's like that. They all walk on the stage with their stripper stuff on, and you just, hey, I want her, her, and her. Here go $200 for all three of these chicks.
What?
Oh, you'd have a great time getting your pussy ate, Sarah.
Oh, I don't date girls wow. anymore.
I'm just saying.
But you don't sound like you quit. You just taking a break.
I wish that women had. You know how smoking cigarettes could change your voice? I wish eating pussy did something to your voice. You know what I'm saying? Like made it a little froggish.
You know what?
Make you a little raspy.
And I can tell you your voice. You got your voice is froggy.
You said make your voice scratchy like cigarette. You know, I've been eating a lot of pussy since I was 19.
Got a lot of hair in your throat. That's
see, got bad. The trach, got the hole in this. You know, I was a Freaknik, Craig.
Oh, my God. Freaknik, oh, my God.
That's funny, man.
Yo.
Hey, because when you first start getting pussy, we tell on ourselves because we walk a little bit more confident. You speak up more. You got your chest poked out. Like, getting pussy going to tell on you. It tells on everyone. Pussy is such a powerful drug that whoever gets it dedicates their life to it. Think about when women get pussy. They change their life to revolve around getting pussy. Pussy is the strongest drug on the planet.
Damn.
Pussy makes women who get it dress different.
Damn. Damn.
And nigga, I still dress the same after getting pussy. But if I had to change the way I dress to get
to get pussy, I would change today. I'll see exactly what you mean. Damn.
Think about how much shit in life you've changed because of the power of vagina. Can you think of anything? It's like, damn, I didn't realize I only do this to have access to vagina.
Wow, yo, because I remember Jay-Z had that in the song. He said it's the reason why we get a haircut. It's the power of the P-U-S-S. That's the reason why we get a haircut. Nigga, would you get a haircut if it wasn't for pussy? If you could still get pussy without ever having to touch, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, wasn't even a thing.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's why niggas get their haircut or get their hair done. It's literally to get some pussy.
Yeah, you first, just to
give a fuck what y'all niggas think about my hair.
I might run into it. A lot of that, let me get nice. I might run into a broad. So I agree.
Yeah. Like, I have dreadlocks for pussy, nigga. This has nothing to do with being a roster, nigga.
That sounds like a non-profit organization. Dreadlocks for pussy. Man. Like, I'm in a non-profit organization.
Well, nigga, I ain't spiritual.
Whores give pussy to niggas with dreadlocks. A non-profit organization. Organization is where women donate vagina.
Organization.
Yeah, non-profit organization. Most of these chicks are non-profit organizations. They just give the vagina away for free.
They're not organized.
They're not organized.
Yo, ladies, y'all
you need to organize yourself.
Organize your pussy, lady.
Organize your pussy.
Oh, shit, man. I'm gonna start
bro, that's incredible, man. Brent's too funny, man. We're going to wrap this show up. We've been on for an hour. Brent, tell them where they can find you.
Hey, man, y'all can find me at Brent Taylor Comedy on YouTube and Brent Taylor the Comedian on Instagram, fam.
Hey, there we go, man. Hey, that's been this episode of Roast with the Host Morning Show. I'm your host, D. Craig Smith. If I owe you something, get it from Godric. God.
You...
Siege monstrosities.
You hate criticism. You let a man cartwheeled and punch you and said you wasn't living with him. They show out around you, won't do a thing about it. Thugging and harmonizing, watch them sing about it. You have a white mind. You think blacks are lazy and mixing Kool-Aid with they white wine. And that's the thing about it, can't even talk to you. Ghost of a real nigga, watch me walk through you. You fight your girl, man, cuss out the mailman. Go to jail and become a trail van. And that's the thing about it, God dropped you a breath, man, out the sky. Said, take this, and I'll think about it.
You a bitch, ninja. You a bitch, ninja.
You know what you do.
Probably fuck around and try to kick ninjas. You a bitch, ninja. You a bitch, ninja.
You know what you do.
Probably fuck around and try to kick ninjas. You a bitch, ninja. You a bitch, ninja.
You know what you do.
Probably fuck around and try to kick ninjas. You a bitch, ninja. You a bitch, ninja.
You know what you do.
Probably fuck around and try to kick. I'm telling you, he's trained. And I know what you'll say. You run way back over there and say shit's happening today. The money, the ops, the drop. But I ain't no dope dealer and I ain't running from no cops. And why should I? I'm so hard to find, a spy had to hire a private eye, cause I'm a private guy. Nobody knows where I live, not even my kids. They have stains on their hearts, it's blood on the bib. Your mother went against my wishes, aside from high. She was good for the dishes and to buy some fries. Call me when you can dunk, cause I'm a punk. Though I'm not a good father, I'ma need my junk. You a bitch, ninja. You a bitch, ninja.
You know what you do.
Probably fuck around and try to kick ninjas. You a bitch, ninja. You a bitch, ninja.
You know what you do.
Probably fuck around and try to kick ninjas. You a bitch, ninja. You a bitch, ninja.
You know what you do.
Probably fuck around and try to kick ninjas. You a bitch, ninja. You a bitch, ninja.
You know what you do.
Probably fuck around and try to kick ninjas.
You have nothing to offer, you're the flattery guy. You're not a man, you sold your car when your battery died. You bribed your bride with a Bible ride. Now God's in her heart and you're on the outside. I done had friends be like, I'ma go with who I barely know. Cause they watered me with compliments so I barely grow. When you addicted to that dopamine, the hit is low. You the greatest, it's a payment and it's criminal. I'm lynched in you, without the dues. Life is a bitch, I played her smooth. Fell out with a friend, not a bad nigga. But since he never had a dad, nigga, he looked at vulnerabilities like he had niggas. Talking straight back, bite you. Theme park price you. A slew of them might do. A crew of them like you. Here's a mirror, it's clearer that you wanna fight you.
You know they gentrified this neighborhood, right?
You don't know what you do.
He's not from around here.
In a fight for your life, all is right.
Shit has changed.
You don't know what you do. In a fight for your life, all is right.
You still banging, you Confederate soldier. You know you've killed more of us than they have. Ain't no score when you black and you poor. You'll kill a nigga then spend your money with A-Rab. And that ain't right. It's more to a youngin' that ain't life. What are your wishes? Subpar star emissions. And that ain't pipe. Blowing smoke from your blasé life. Running amok and doubling up on they cash. That ain't yours. Something open and that ain't doors. Just a cup of Flint water. Can't fall for old boy shit. Pimp's daughter.
Don't be giving up trust if you in a rush, not they back.
Basic rule that could take a basic view and make it capable. And that's not a stretch. Store trips without the note on your chest. Be democratic, take two and we can vote on the rest. The boat or the jet. Money's made of sick animals. We should go
you know
to
they
the vet.
This neighborhood, right?
You don't know what you do.
He's not from around here.
In a fight for your life, all is right.
Shit has changed.
Don't you, 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 don't
chill never with us. That's a thing. Niggas all around me, a few of them lifeguards that probably wanna drown me, but watch me swim. I bet on misses, not that I gamble on shambles, but we know bitches, yeah we know bitches. She be with me, him and her, and drug dealers selling that funny white. You know that real Bill Burr, foil me with loyalty, still kill purr. Get your bell rung, you held on to Fleetfield fur. I don't know who loves me, I just know who shoves me and who won't plug me, cause it'll be too lovely and evil's first. I'm at a bar as my avatar, cause even in the metaverse, I'm still a star. I'm digital cool, I'm into the moon. Boss of property, you'll open sea. Passwords don't need a key.
Bloggers become hackers, decentralizing factors.
My money got my face on NFT. I'm digital cool, I'm into the move. Boss of property, you'll open sea. Passwords don't need a key.
Bloggers become hackers, decentralizing factors.
My money got my face on NFT. Her mentality was leopardess. She might have been a Methodist girl, cause she was waiting on God to come back and he was here. Reality is effortless, it's coded in the messages, girl. It's plenty of fish pulling people in poles off the pier. We're no longer the hunted, it's really about who wants it, who wants what we want more. Fuck the dumb shit clear. I'll be at a bar as my avatar playing Galagar. Using bitcoins to buy beer. I'm digital cool, I'm into the moon. Boss of property, you'll open sea. Passwords don't need a key.
Bloggers become hackers, decentralizing factors.
My money got my face on NFT. I'm digital cool, I'm into the moon. Boss of property, you'll open sea. Passwords don't need a key.
Bloggers become hackers, decentralizing factors.
My money got my face on NFT.
I'm here for the sex you ordered?
I ordered the to win an argument and the sex.
Oh, okay, that's me.
You got the blue chew? Alright, turn around. Stop. Alright, come on. Come on. Hi.
You ordered the 45 minute hear about your day session?
I ordered the 45 minutes to hear about my day session and the sex. Let me see it. No. The blue chew.
Oh, right here.
All right, come on.
Hey, I'm here for the sex you order.
I ordered the manly man and being supportive and sex.
That's me.
Hello. You got the blue chew?
Right here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But let me see what you're working with. That'll do. Come on.
You ordered the tender touch?
The tender touch and sex?
Yeah. The tender touch and some sex.
Yeah. You got the blue chew?
Yeah, right here.
Let me see what you got. It's a little stiff. Come on.
Oh, wow. You ordered me again?
No. I want the blue chew. You got the blue chew? Right. Finish.
Oh, you ordered me again, huh?
Nah, I ordered the blue chew. You got the blue chew?
Yeah, it's right here. You must really like me.
Not you, the blue chew. You got it with you? Come on.
gonna do this again, I see.
Don't flatter yourself. You got the blue chew with you?
Yes.
Come on.
So why was you late?
You know what, I was late. That's my fault. It was my fault. I'm not gonna argue. I was wrong.
Mm-hmm, yeah, because men are stupid, right?
Oh man, we are so stupid, baby. Why would I argue with that? Men are dumb. We are complete idiots.
Mm-hmm, yeah, and cereal and soup is the same thing, ain't it?
Cereal and soup are actually the same thing. You are correct. This is crazy.
Yeah, you should have soup when you're hungry and thirsty, shouldn't you?
You should actually eat soup when you're hungry and thirsty at the same time. You are absolutely correct,
yeah,
baby.
Ain't that right?
You're right. I'm not gonna argue. You're right.
Lay down. Yeah, so my boss is always working me. Like, right now I'm using my ECO hours and she's still calling and texting me and asking me to do things. And it's like, can I live? Like, I never get a break.
Okay, 45 minutes, baby.
Oh. Time for sex.
I got you, baby. Whatever you need. You need somebody to take the garbage out, change the oil in your car.
Mm-hmm.
You need me to give your mother a ride to work.
Yeah.
You need me to stay home while you go to nursing school?
Yes, and when I study, can you please help me out with some flashcards?
Oh, I got you, and I'm gonna pay your credit card bill.
Ooh.
Hey, and I'm gonna take you shopping. I'm gonna support you, and I'm gonna be a manly man while I do it. What's going on, world? I appreciate the support, man. I got my own merchandise. I got a roast button here, my own product. The Craig Smith Roast Button. It has 5 1-minute roasts on it. Ha-ha! My how shit changes. Man, support. Look, if I owe you something, I'm not going to be able to give it to you, but if you want it, you can get it from God, my Nick.
Welcome to Bullyfoot Studios.